Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, today, and we're going to talk about parenting.
Ooh, okay.
We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach.
You know, I had the hardest time with this particular show to write it out and outline it because we never do a script. You probably, if you've been listening, you probably know that we can't be scripted. So
but we have been told we don't follow points very well. So we have to put those that, yeah, we have to outline it.
So, and as we outline it, you know, it was tough because there's so much here. So I just want to have a disclaimer right in the beginning, which says that this isn't complete, but we tried to touch the very, very basics. And the first part is that we're kind of in a programming culture. And in terms we're immersed in a programming culture.
There we go.
So we want to kind of talk about what that is and why it's bad. And maybe we should talk first about why it's bad.
Well, because it's programming.
It's programming. But more than that, you know, it's toxic to the individual. These are things we know because our intuition shows us. It's not something that you could get from a study. But what we see is that programming creates resentment and bitterness. It's extremely stressful. It's not normal or natural or organic to the way individuals are designed. Now, most, you know, traditional medicine, the way we look at most people usually is probably a better idea. Sort of like that we're kind of like Tinker Toys, that we have these parts and we just put them together and we can make whatever thing we want. I guess Tinker Toys dates me. What's the least? What are the
Legos?
Legos, yeah. Tinker Toys are way back, but Legos, you put together these pieces and you get this outcome. And as parents, you know, that's the common belief that you just, you know, your child is a blank canvas and you mold them to what you want.
But wait, back that doggy bus up, darling. That is just not true.
It's the programming belief that, hey, we can just take our Lego kids and make them into what we want. The truth is that when we program it and we rob the child of empathy.
Well, wait. What do you mean, Jason? Explain to me, rob the child of empathy.
When you program someone, you're saying, don't listen to your feelings. Just do it in spite of how you feel about it. You know, self-discipline, self-control.
Man up.
Don't cry. Cowboy up.
Yeah,
you know.
Cowboy. Little boys don't cry. There's no crying in baseball. Yeah. I love that one, by the way, you guys. there's no crying. That's what you're talking about.
And so if you're told to just shut your feelings out, to numb out from your feelings, how are you going to have empathy, number one, for yourself, which is probably the most important, and number two, for other people? It's not possible. And in our programming culture, we're devoid of empathy. All you have to do is look at our political landscape today, and we know that, you know, we've got these divisions in our country and no one's talking to each other. No one can see it from the other person's perspective. We only see it from our own. And that's because,
which might be filled with or is filled with that negative energy that we've been talking about all along.
Yes.
Okay.
But the way we got there was because we were programmed.
Okay.
And so it robs a child of empathy. It robs a child of authentic self-knowledge. Well, why is that so important? Well, when you go to marry the right person, you know, I'm lucky I've married the right person now. But
questionable at times, but anyway, go ahead.
Full disclosure, I've made a couple boo-boos in my life in that regard.
Oh, haven't we all?
You know, I've had a lot of different occupations.
Wait a minute, Jason. I married the same man twice. What was I thinking? And you're not him.
Yeah, I wasn't him. So, you know, authentic self-knowledge saves us from these stupid blunders of marrying the wrong person, having the wrong choice of occupation, going to school for the wrong thing. And that those are the big things, not to mention all the little things.
Well, and in that programming makes us susceptible to bad behaviors, addictions, negative afflictions.
Affiliations.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Well, I wrote this out, so negative. Who the heck knows what negative affiliations are?
please explain.
Negative affiliations is when your child is in the wrong crowd.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, well, the gang thing.
The gang
or
thing.
Or someone who tells the child, the peer pressure type thing that tells your child that we're all going to do this and it's the best thing. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. Don't worry. Go take those drugs. Yeah. You know, we were just talking about this the other day. And again, this dates me. Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What was that? Father's Knows Best.
I believe it was.
He was the suck up he was the one that was really nice to the parents. And then as soon as the parents were gone, he was he was the negative affiliation. Believe me.
Truly.
So all those things happen with programming because sometimes our kids rebel to our programming and they go to someone else's programming, but the whole frame is wrong. Programming in itself is what causes the problem.
Well, and that's because it covers up the connection to the truth.
Yes.
And it covers up the internal compass that actually directs us.
Addiction. I mean, there's so much about, opioid addiction right now.
Yeah.
And the problem is that we become addicted because programming is harsh on that part of us that's true and authentic, and we have no other way to cope with it other than to
drink, do drugs,
eat.
Oh, that's
all the afflictions, all the AAs. Whether it's gambling, yes. Sex, rock and roll.
Is
there a rock and roll affliction? I don't know. But
there better not be. Anyway.
All those things come from too much programming.
Yes.
Our body says no way, and we don't like it. So
let's get back to the kid thing. Let's get started with that one. Really, it's important, Jason.
Well, okay. So let me give you an example. Classic. Kid comes home. I don't want to do my homework. Well, what we would do in terms of, the natural response for most parents is,
you're going to do your homework and that's it.
Yeah, she does that so well. I think about...
My niece tells a story about that. Anyway, that's later.
I think about my drill sergeants in the Army and they pale in comparison to Patricia. But that's programming. Hey, do it. I don't care how you feel about it. Just do it. An ecosystem approach, and we're going to get more about this in the second segment, but an ecosystem approach, you just clear the resistance, you clear the feelings.
Right.
You sit down with your child and say, okay, what's keeping you? Why don't you want to do your homework? Well, it's boring, clear boredom.
I hate what they're trying to make me learn.
Right. I'm clear the hate of being forced into something they don't like.
Right.
I don't get it. Well, I'm feeling stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You clear the emotions. Now, here's the most important part, and this is the really confusing part. If you do all that and they still don't want to do their homework, then you say, you still have to do your homework.
Right.
But the truth is you've cleared the negative feelings and you've validated them by clearing them.
Acknowledged it, yes.
Acknowledging them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of parents do the active listening. I don't want to do my homework. And, well, Susie, why don't you want to do your homework? Well, it's stupid. well, I hear that you feel that it's stupid, but usually though, the active listening doesn't get you to, well, you better do it. And frankly, active listening doesn't change the energy. When you clear, when you remove those negative emotions first, you know, you still may get resistance. But one of the things that we talk about is that a parent must have the power in the relationship. Now, this is different than programming. You know, we're going to use this in the newsletter to give you a preview. But and Patricia thought I might be offending people, but we use the best example of using power in the relationship with your kids is we have two fur babies that are our kids, and they mind. They have to mind. They have no other choice. And we've been reinforcing that over and over and over. We got them from a rescue when they were 6 months old, but we've been reinforcing that since the beginning. And they're really good dogs.
And one of the reasons that they're really good dogs and that we've done the training that we've done is because both of us truly dislike when there is a child or a animal that does not mind or needs all of the attention in the room. It's really, really bad. So
key points for today, okay? Programming your child is toxic and takes away their potential.
Right.
That you must be actively using an ecosystem approach on your child first. In other words,
on yourself first.
Yes.
And then your child.
We actually didn't get to that. We'll get to that in the next segment.
Okay.
And that you must own the power in the relationship with your child.
Right.
You know, we'll talk about that some more in the second segment.
Okay. Like you said, there's a lot of information today. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about maximizing your child's potential and maybe even your potential. What a concept. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about parenting, and in this segment, we're going to talk about how to maximize your child's potential. Nope, that's wrong.
We're talking about what it is, and then we're talking about, on the third segment, we're talking about how. It doesn't matter. I told you this was a hard one for us.
Okay. Wait a minute. We are human. I just want to say that to you.
Yes.
So we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach.
So I thought I'd start with what is potential?
Oh, I see.
Where does it come from? And that's where that's the obvious thing. The truth is, this is a big one. Because when you look at the human body, if you were to study anatomy in college, if you're in a medical professional and you studied anatomy, I guarantee you there's no potential bone. There's no place in the brain that says this is where your potential is. The truth is potential, and this is where I think we have special expertise, and I want to claim that. As intuitives, we see potential because we see this place that we all have. Some call it the authentic self. What's the other word for it? Essential self. Mm-hmm. We call it essence. I've heard the word soul be used. There's all sorts of ways to talk about it, but this is where your potential is, where your talents, your innate abilities. And when you access this part of you, it feels amazing.
Truly.
This is the part that just it doesn't need to be motivated. It will be motivated all day long if you access this part. If you're working from this part, you know, we're not talking about finding love, but everybody talks about their soulmate.
Yeah.
But the implication is that with your soulmate, you find someone that is so connected to you that it's just easy. And the truth is, we won't get into that now, but we have a different view on that too. But the truth is that this authentic part of yourself, when you access it, or you help your child access it,
it is phenomenal.
It's beyond description.
It truly is.
But it's so intangible that in our black and white
programmed thinking,
Lego type world.
Exactly.
It's hard to.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with Legos. Yeah. They're very creative. Yes. That's a good thing.
If you're using Legos from your authentic self, there's no problem.
Exactly. But most of us aren't.
If you're treating your child like a bag of Legos, then that's what the problem is. So
can I jump in?
Yeah, please.
All right. I've talked to a lot of new parents, and they dream of what their children can do and think of do in the world and achieve in the world and have success in doing it. Well, that's great, but when you focus on the outcome, what happens, Jason?
That's a biggie. As parents, we often focus on the outcome. I want my kid to go to college. Mm-hmm. I want my kid to be a lawyer, a doctor. I want my child to be an artist. I want my child to find the cure for cancer. You know, I guess there are probably not many people that want their child to be president anymore. But, you know, whatever they aspire to, you know, you have big, big dreams for your children. But I would suggest, and I would just – I suggest this very strongly, of course, but – instead of thinking about outcomes, focus on the process.
And focus on uncovering your child by clearing.
and covering your child's essential self or authentic self.
By clearing.
Yes.
Exactly. Their negative emotions, because the truth is it reveals their true and amazing potential.
When you help your child reveal themselves to themselves, there's rebellion.
You got to have that. I mean, it's learning.
It's a natural part of, mm-hmm. of growth. But mm-hmm. the truth is, they'll be attached to you. They'll be connected to you because they'll know that you see them and
for the truth of who they are.
Yes.
And and there's nothing negative about that.
We're talking about parenting right now, but the same thing goes for marriage.
Exactly.
When you see your partner for the truth of who they are, good and bad, there's something more very amazing to that. If you see people around you in a way that's truthful, mm-hmm. they appreciate it.
It's really quite amazing. But Jason, let's go back to this. Where does potential come from one more time?
It's your authentic self, your essential self. It's your essence. Mm-hmm. It's an intangible. It's an energy. And that energy is covered up with negative emotions, negative feelings, negative energy.
Okay, let's just give me one example of that. Could that be fear?
Fear.
Anger.
Yes.
Resentment.
Guilt.
Resistance.
Bitterness. Competition.
We can go on and
jealousy,
on.
Jealousy. Yes.
No competition here.
And I'm sorry to be the bearer. I'm just the messenger here, but there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
And when we look, you know, that's when I, when Patricia and I first met, we started talking about this because when I look at people in the world and I look at their essence, it's all covered up with stuff. There's no one to walk around with a clean
slate,
essence,
so to speak.
Authentic self.
Yes,
they're encumbered with mm-hmm. all sorts of dark, negative energy. And I know that sounds negative. I'm just the messenger. That's what I see. That's what we both see. And after 18 years of doing this, that's the problem. And we have to get rid of it. And we're focused on programming people as opposed to removing the negative energy.
So if I'm going to start to help my child, the first thing that I'm going to start to do is I'm going to start clearing negative emotions instead of ignoring them or denying that my child even has, how about the bratty child, that kind of thing. Or you just have to push through and make it all happen,
Focus, discipline, just do it in spite of how you feel.
Exactly.
You
know. It doesn't work.
It may work temporarily, but
you're going to get pushback.
Pushback. Now, we all know of these parents that have athletes, mm-hmm. Olympic athletes, where there's one parent that just is there driving them. Oh, I saw this on Station 19 the other night. Remember there was this crash where these soccer moms were in a bus?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this one soccer mom had this stake through her chest, and she was still conscious, and she was telling one of the other women to go pick up her child because she was afraid she was going to die. And she said, "Well, if I'm not there to push her and to make her go to class and make her do this and make her do that, then she won't grow up to be anything." And unfortunately, that's how we think as parents, but that's not true. If you uncover your child's potential,
they'll want to do things.
They'll want, and it's going to be amazing.
It might not be exactly what you want them to do.
Yes, yes.
And so that's the hard part.
The truth is, if you uncover your child, mm-hmm. you can do that, but you still have to, this is sort of a, this can't be phony. If you've been programmed all your life, which most of us have,
right?
And you say, "Well, I'm going to uncover my child, but I'm not going to uncover me."
Oh well, you're wasting your time
because you can't with credibility. And the problem is that if you start uncovering your child, what happens is they get emotional intelligence. They see the hypocrisy. they see the hypocrisy anyways. But now it's in big bold. It's like Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
It's blinking. You know, my mom and dad are phonies.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So you can't do it without doing it, working on yourself first.
So Jason, do me a favor. Give me the key points of what we're talking about here.
We forgot the most important part here.
Okay.
Programming and appeasement are not opposites. most people think, well, I'm not going to program my child. I'll just let them do whatever they want. That is still a form of programming. The problem is that that you may not be programming them, but if you bring them up in a programming culture, they're going to look for someone else's program to follow. If you don't give it to them, they'll look for someone else. And what we're talking about with the ecosystem approach, this is active. You don't just do it kind of in a laissez-faire manner. You set up structure and boundaries and habits within your family so that you're constantly removing negative energy, so that when you have emotions come up, you remove them as opposed to use some sort of strategy and technique to get rid of them.
So this could be done like at the dinner table.
Yes.
I love that part.
You know, I have a new mother who's a client, and I've been working with her and her child. Oh, by the way, when you uncover the emotions of a baby, oh my gosh. I mean, we're talking about teenagers, but when you work with a baby, mm-hmm. you know, they're crying, they're nonverbal, but you can clear fussiness, mm-hmm. irritability, fear, anger. And usually you have to use your intuition because, of course, you have to do it with yourself first. Mm-hmm. And that's how you kind of figure it out.
Exactly.
So the key points this time for this segment was focusing on outcomes for your child doesn't work. There's an amazing potential that comes from the authentic self or essential self, which is intangible. It's a form of energy. The authentic self is covered by negative emotions, negative energies, and programming and allowing your child to choose are not opposites. They're the same. They're still a form of programming.
Almost on two opposite ends, correct?
They feel like they're opposite, but they're really the same because they're still going to default to programming.
Okay. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to reveal your child's potential. It's never too late. Don't miss this one. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. With an ecosystem approach to your life, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized. at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about parenting and the authentic way to maximize potential. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. In this segment, we're going to talk about how to reveal your child's potential. We'll give you some concrete examples of an ecosystem approach.
So this is the how. And what we want to do is talk about, typically parents use some sort of behavior mod, which is, you know, you don't want to do your homework. Well, if you do your homework, then you can have soda at the end, or you can play with your video games, you know, whatever. But if you don't, then we're going to take away your cell phone for a week, you know, blah blah blah. You know, that's all programming, and you're programming your kid to think in terms of rewards and punishments, which can later break down. Those are strategy and techniques. What we want to do, and this is the theme for every topic, not just parenting. What we're suggesting is to change the energy. So if he doesn't want to do he or she doesn't want to do their homework, change the energy so they do. Now, this may not happen the first time. It may not happen the second time. It may not happen the 50th time. But
keep trying because it works.
Yes. You know, our method of working with energy works whether you believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you've been programmed for such a long time, you may not feel a difference. We have people that feel it right away, and then some people don't feel it at all for some time.
Right.
But that doesn't matter because it works whether you feel it or not.
Right.
And so strategies and techniques don't work, but clearing the energy of a situation does. Now, teenagers, they still need structure. You still need to be the one in charge.
All children.
And the truth is you have to start from the very beginning. And sometimes, you know, maybe you're just listening to this and you have teenagers and you know that they're kind of off the rails. Then you start with structure and boundaries, but use clearing to make it work.
And one of the suggestions I would make is, if you're struggling with this, you clear yourself first.
Yes.
So there's a couple of things. You clear yourself, all the negative energies that you're stuck in around this, including anger and feeling hopeless and all those things.
Powerlessness.
Exactly.
Shame,
guilt. But then activate life force energy to be creative, to work with your child and of any age, of getting what is needed in the moment.
Exactly. So what we're saying is change the energy of the situation, mm-hmm. as opposed to using methods and all those other things. You know, when Patricia and I go shopping together, and the most fun we have, and we're easily amused, is when we go through the checkout line and I start reading the headlines from the magazines. You know, we can teach your child to do this in three easy steps, or
right.
blah blah blah. Those are all strategies and techniques. They don't change the energy.
And the most important thing that we've found in our lifetime is not only changing the energy for ourselves, but changing, and by that I mean removing the negative energies, then activating life force energy, then changing the energy for your child, changing the energy for the situation, and then activating life force energy for the child, you, the child, and the situation. It's really amazing.
We've been taught that strategy and technique's the only way. And the truth is there's nothing wrong with strategies and techniques. The problem is that you need to change the energy of the situation first.
Yeah.
And that can be very, very complex.
You know what, Jason, I just thought of a story, and we didn't have any stories this time. I have a client that I've had for, 14 or 15 years. And she has a son and, good kid, but a kid. That's all there is to it. And he was struggling with some things. And I suggested to her that she help him with some clearing. So she did. And he loved it because he said that energy, and he didn't know how to explain it, but he finally figured it out. They figured it out together, was that the energy was anxiety. And he said he felt really choppy wavy. That was what he described it as being. So they happened to come to visit us when we lived near San Francisco. And he walked through the door, and he had never seen me before, but he said, "I know you." And he gave me a great big hug. And he said that you have a picture of that garbage can thing. And he said, "I want to see what you do with that negative energy." He said, "Because when I'm really struggling with something, I just pick up all my stuff, no matter where I'm at, and I put it in that garbage can."
We have lots of stories of where we've been working with clients who have trained or show their kids how to use work with energy. And it's so effective to remove the negative energy of your negative emotions, as opposed to use strategies and techniques or saying, "Oh, cowboy up," or "man up," or "don't cry," or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, the same thing works. You were talking about teenager, but same thing works with babies.
Yeah.
You know, it's so neat to watch, a baby that can't talk and, very young starts to fuss. Or struggle sleeping, or struggling to do all sorts of things. We can, by just clearing, it can be so amazing.
How about the monsters, Jason? You know, we talked about this earlier today. The monsters, I don't know a child. I don't know a child that hasn't struggled with the monsters under the bed, commercials out there today about those things. But, walking your child to bed and "Mommy, I'm afraid of the monsters, leave the light on," that kind of thing. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. But
come out
of
trying logic it out.
Being afraid of the monster.
And that doesn't work. What will you do if you clear the negative, clear the fear?
Clear the fear.
And clear the fear of the monsters.
Right.
Oh my
gosh. And bring in life force energy.
Yes.
That child will just do amazing.
You could teach the child to put the monster in the trash can.
I love that. How about head first, feet sticking up, and flush them down, kind of like a toilet type thing. Anyway.
Although I've often thought that my wife wants to put me in the trash can from time to time.
Occasionally.
Yes, but that's a different
show. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that
show,
a whole nother time. So, there's other things that you can work with children.
Yes.
Such as, how about their neediness to fit in?
Oh, that's a great one for teenagers. I mean, the neediness to fit in.
I remember not fitting in when I went to kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those things, being bullied, feeling powerless.
That's
feeling
a show in itself, but yes.
Yes, the idea of, or being,
right.
You know.
Right,
all those things, I think that there's, public shaming, there's an energy attached to it,
mm-hmm.
and you can not only change it, you can change it for your child, but to change it for, change their receptivity to it. Or, and I'm not blaming the child, but a lot of times kids that feel ashamed, guilty, unworthy,
right,
not good enough, they attract that negative bully energy. It's like positive and negative.
Yes.
And if you can start removing that energy from your child, it can be so amazing, so they won't be
I was going to say that target is what I was going to say. So, Jason, there's a bonus element.
Yes. For this week in the newsletter, we're going to do an extra deep dive into showing you how to remove the negative energies to unlock your child's potential and even your potential.
Right.
So if you want some more of this, we're going to do some clearing in the next segment for potential. But if you want some more of this, make sure you go on to our website at www.livinglighter.org
right.
and sign up for our newsletter.
Okay. So, how about we...
Key points?
Let's do key points.
Key points for this segment, remove negative energies to reveal the authentic self. That's huge. We've been talking about that for all three segments,
mm-hmm.
that you still need rules, structures, and boundaries.
Well, of course you do.
Whether it's children, whether it's your teenager, whether it's your wife. No, just kidding. Just threw that one in there. And removing negative energies work for both teenagers, babies, and parents.
Right.
It works for everybody.
Right.
Actually, it works for puppies, too. So
it does. It does. Absolutely.
So we're going to take the last few minutes here and talk about how to clear, and then in the next segment, we're going to do some clearing.
Okay.
So imagine, use your imagination, take the stated emotion and gather it up. We'll say, and to eliminate. So if we say, and to eliminate guilt, just imagine the guilt starting the tips of your toes, gathering it all up, blow it out, and blow it into a trash can that you put out in front of you. Again, this is all in your imagination. Take a gentle breath and exhale. Don't breathe too hard. You don't want to get lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's no need for it.
Just remember that we own the trash can, and we'll empty it, so you don't have to worry about that. And then we'll go to the next emotion.
And then we're going to activate life force, and you're going to reverse the process. As you inhale, you take into your heart life force energy. We see it as clear, pure light. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing so you can be a better parent and reveal your child's potential. You don't want to miss this one. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit ShalohaProductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A Productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about parenting, and right now we're going to do some clearing.
We're going to jump right in and do some clearing and help unlock your potential. Imagine your child right next to you, or children. Put them, kind of line them up in your imagination right next to you or in front of you. And but before we do that, you know, if you enjoyed this, if you liked it, if you have questions, you know, send us an email. Our email address is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. Org is really important. Let us know what you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, we'd love to hear from you.
You know, maybe say, hey, you know, you shouldn't go through the grocery line and read all those headlines. You know, whatever's on your mind, just send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. So let's do some clearings. You ready? So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my child's authentic self and potential. Take a breath. The veils and illusions so I can see my own authentic self and potential. Take a breath.
I'm going to jump in and say, and to eliminate my fear of seeing my authentic self and my child's authentic self and our potential, for fear it isn't
good enough.
Exactly. Or what I want.
Yes.
Take a breath. The truth is, when you start uncovering yourself and your child, you would not believe the potential that comes up. It is one of the most amazing things ever. And the connection that you gain between you and that child, you and that relationship, is just so, it's so amazing.
For me, it's always, I think about all the people that would only eat organic food, but then they program their child. You know, it's to me, it's a contradiction, because if you want a natural child,
right,
you know, uncover them.
Yes.
So let's keep going.
All right.
The training and comfort and addiction I have to use programming methods. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the guilt and shame my child has that uncovers their talents and abilities. Take a breath.
The resistance that we both have to uncovering our authentic self. Take a breath.
Good one.
The veil is an illusion, so we can both see that negative energy doesn't want to be removed, and there's resistance there. Take a breath. To eliminate the fear, worry, guilt, shame, anger, resentment that is always kind of circling around us for some reason or another. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of my guilt because I'm not perfect and I didn't do things right where my child is concerned. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the hopelessness that says it's too late.
It's never too late.
I can, that was an internal comment. That's not part of the clearing. And to eliminate the hopelessness that says I'll never be able to do it. It's too late. I'll never be successful, when that's not true at all. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the anger and frustration my child has that sabotages their progress. Take a breath. Lift that up off your child. Your child doesn't need it. Your relationship doesn't need it. You don't need it. Just breathe. Take another breath.
So you want to activate some life force?
I can do that. So basically we're going to just kind of do it in reverse. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so my child can crave that authentic part of themselves. Take a nice breath and let that energy just go right around your child. Take another breath. Do that one again. And to activate life force so I can give myself permission to allow my child to have his or her authentic self come forward. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can see the benefit of the authentic self, starting with myself and then my child. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that internal part of myself and my child is there.
Yeah, it's there no matter what. It is there.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can perceive the wisdom and the power of that internal part.
Meaning that internal part of yourself.
Yes.
Good. Take another breath. And I want to end the active life force part today with doing and activate life force so I, me, my family, my children, and our relationships can be happy and healthy and enjoy each other, have fun, learn, have a willingness to find out who we are, enjoy ourselves, be creative, and just laugh, just enjoy. Take a nice breath for all of you. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Okay, next week. Hold on to your bippy here. We're going to talk about money. And everybody has the relationship with money, and most of that relationship isn't good. You know, whether it's to save it, to make it, or even to enjoy it, we're going to help you with that. Because the truth is most people, they either save it, but then they can't earn it. Or they earn it, but they can't save it. And either one, where they save it or they earn it, they can't enjoy it.
Right.
And sometimes they spend a lot of it without being able to enjoy it. It's like they're an addiction. The more you do, the less.
No, it's not like an addiction. It is an addiction. Yes.
So we're going to tackle those intangible parts of money that you won't find anywhere else. Everyone can benefit from this one. Just tune in.
Okay. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter and get the backstory of Living Lighter Radio. We would love to hear your comments, so send us a note on our email address, patriciaandjason@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today and had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
We wish you a lifetime of living lighter.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.